Now, over €7 million in funding has been announced for rural regeneration in Kerry. The funding under the Rural Generation Development Fund aims to rejuvenate town centres, drive economic growth and boost tourism in rural Ireland. To date, over about €557 million has been invested in projects under the scheme, and €6.4 million of the latest round of the €7 million funding has been allocated to Carr Savine for the regeneration of the town centre. The plan includes a new amenity site at the waterfront and a new boardwalk. It also includes the renovation and extension of the historic Carnegie building in Carr Savine, which is a former library in the town. Well, with me on the line to talk about what this means for Carr Savine and the wider area, I've got Richie O'Connell, who is with Carr Savine Chamber of Commerce, and we have Frank Curran from ACARD. Frank, good morning to you, and Richie, good morning to you as well. Frank, I'll start with you in this one. Look, you must be delighted with this funding and what it will do for Carr Savine in the wider area.
Is that for me, Jory, or for
yes,
Richie?
Frank. Yeah, Frank.
It's a great boost for Carr Savine town and for the surrounding area. Jory, that kind of money is going to give Carr Savine a major facelift and a whole lot. And I think the overall plan will be that it'll focus more on the waterfront, which is an asset that most people just drive through Carr Savine. They don't realise what's down below by the river. And this is going to help in a big way to keep people around Carr Savine as well and get them to stop. So it's huge going forward, and more especially with the Greenway as well and the pipeline coming in there.
Yeah, and that'll make a big difference in relation to that. Richie, can I get your reaction of businesses to this money? What do you think this will do for the town?
Morning, Jerry. Thanks very much for having us on. It's a huge announcement, really, for Carr Savine. The businesses in Carr Savine are celebrating, really, the fact that this project is moving forward. There's been years of design and consultation and planning gone into getting it this far. And it's great to see the funding announced now, which means that we can start to see progression on towards works being completed.
And what do you think it will mean? There's a couple of different phases to it. There was an announcement already in relation to the establishment of a new Daniel O'Connell quarter in the town, the enhanced public realm within the town square, the Freyr Green, and as I said, the waterfront. So is this funding going to give life to those plans, shall we say? New boardwalk and the waterfront site, which will incorporate the new South Kerry Greenway, as well as cycle lanes, the library square, and reconfigured parking areas.
This announcement is part of that overall plan for the Daniel O'Connell Quarter. This funding will go towards revitalising the Fairfield, working on the riverside amenity, as Frank said there, realigning the town and having people realise that we are a town on the water will be hugely important. And then the renovation of the Carnegie building as a central focal point within the town.
Yeah, and Frank, how important is that this will, I suppose, reshape, I suppose, visitors' ideas of what Carr Savine is and what the facilities are like there, to make it a kind of a destination?
I think so, Jory, and it's amazing how the way everything has kind of come together. You know, you have the South Kerry Greenway now coming into Carr Savine, you know, have the town being revamped totally. And I mean, the waterfront is so attractive, and everything else is that it's a facility down there with the marina, the pier, now the boardwalk and the whole. That's a facility that will keep people in the town. Once they're happy with that, it's a possibility that they'll stay there. Same as Dingle with their waterfront as well. It's huge.
Yeah, and Richie, can I ask you, look, will this, do you think, generate, and obviously the South Kerry Greenway, but hopefully the numbers coming in from that, will give people the encouragement that they need to take a chance, set up a business, set up a hospitality enterprise, or any enterprise there in the town, and bring life back to the centre of Carr Savine?
Absolutely. It's now's the opportunity, now's the time. I think we've all known that these plans have been on the way, the Greenway being on the way for so long. We can see that progressing, and with this now is the time to reinvest in Carstaveen, to open new business in Carstaveen. We have a shortage of hotel beds in Carstaveen, as everywhere in the country has, I think, at the moment. But I think it's the time for Carstaveen now.
Okay, and listen, speaking of time, what would you hope in terms of timelines on this development? How quickly can it be done and that money be put to use?
Hopefully we'll start to see work before the end of the year or the beginning of next year as the council move forward with their plans and get contracts in place and contractors assigned. I'd be confident there'll be something before the end of the year with work starting.
Okay, well listen, fingers crossed, and look, thanks very much for giving us your reaction this morning, lads, to that announcement for Carstaveen, bringing those plans to fruition or bringing them to realisation and the money behind them as well. My thanks to both Richie O'Connell, Carstaveen Chamber of Commerce, and also Community Development Group ACARD in Carstaveen, Frank Curran representing them, Alan Landers, who's Chairman of Carstaveen Community Resource Centre and the Carnegie Building, couldn't be with us this morning, but said that we're delighted to hear that news. Carstaveen has been awarded just over €6 million in funding for the regeneration plan, which includes a new amenity site at the waterfront, a new boardwalk, and more importantly, funding for the renovation and extension of the historic Carnegie Building, which is a landmark building in the town. The Carnegie Building is well utilised at present, many users including Faroga Youth Services, gymnastics, dance classes, bingo, boxing club and more. It'll be great to see this building given a new lease of life, future-proofing it for many generations to come.